We continue our Wheat Watch 2012 series of reports, being brought to you in part by the folks from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. Their Chief Executive Officer, Mike Schulte, joining us right now on the long line. Mike, 41% of the wheat crop harvested as of the beginning of this week, according to USDA. Probably a few percentage points past that now. Very, very close to halfway done, or maybe even beyond that. Based on what you've seen at this point, what do you think about this year's crop?
Yeah, I'd have to say, you know, as far as from a quality standpoint, when looking at what we're trying to market, you know, sometimes we don't always have the best quality when we have large numbers coming in. But all in all, USDA estimates were at 154.8 million bushels of what they estimated the crop at a month ago. And looking at that, with what we've taken in southwest and central Oklahoma and moving on up north, even though we've had some hail damage here the last couple evenings and some storms in other places, I think they're probably going to be right in line with that number. And from what we're seeing coming in, the quality of that crop right now looks to be very favorable. High test weights, good yields, protein levels seem to be kind of ranging from all over the board, but we think that we're going to be at those higher protein levels at least around 11.5 to 12%.
Obviously, Mike, we have run into some rains as the harvest has continued to unfold. With these rains as they come in, the wheat dead ripe, we are losing some quality, right?
I know in central Oklahoma and talking with some of those locations where we had some 61, 62-pound test weights, now that we've had some of these rains come in, that they were now at the 57, 58 pounds. So test weights have dropped a little bit. You know, one thing about the storms last night, had it been a week earlier, that would have been devastating to us. I would say that where they had hit last night, around, you know, Okarchee, Kingfisher area, there was probably a little more weed up by the Hennessy regions, but where they had hit last night, approximately 90 to 95% of that wheat had been already harvested. So, for those producers that aren't complete, it was not a good situation, but it would have been a much worse situation had that been a week earlier.
Finally, Mike, we are so far ahead of normal as far as this year's harvest is concerned. Even with some rains, we're going to be well, well ahead of normal as far as getting this crop cut out. As you've talked to some of our older producers, what do you hear from them as far as from a historic point of view?
You know, I talked to some producers in southwest Oklahoma earlier in the month, and they had said, you know, in far southwest Oklahoma that, you know, maybe May 15th, May 20th would have been the earliest dates that they can remember harvest beginning. And, you know, that was already on May 12th, May 13th. We were already beginning harvest in southwest Oklahoma 3 weeks ahead of normal. Usually when we have an earlier harvest, we don't have the high test weights. We don't have the good qualities, and it's really been an unusual year for us because we didn't have the cold temperatures and we did have the moisture at the right time. And with some of these newer varieties out there, test weights really haven't been an issue like we thought maybe they were going to be. No doubt, completely different situation than what we're accustomed to. But in talking with the producers, everyone seems to be, you know, very happy that right now we're able to get it in early like this and that the quality is good. You know, talking with producers even in northern Oklahoma, when you look at it being Memorial Day weekend, last weekend, and looking at the dates, just no doubt, and talking with managers up there, it's unbelievable to think that in regions in northwest Oklahoma that we'd be 70 to 80% cut out right now.
Some thoughts about our wheat harvest for 2012 with the Chief Executive Officer of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, Mike Schulte. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.